Hello, my name is Dave Emery, and we're going to conclude our examination of Reunited Germany, The New Danger. That is the title of this series, and it is taken directly from a marvelous pamphlet by the very same name, put out by the publishers of the British Searchlight Anti-Fascist magazine, in cooperation with Antifa Infoblatt, a German anti-fascist publication. In past segments, we have been looking at the German policy towards countries in Eastern Europe and the countries that emerged from the former Soviet Union. We've been taking a look at the continuity between the old and the new German armed forces, the old under Hitler and the new today. And we've been taking a look at German economic and political policies vis-a-vis Eastern Europe. And in particular, a frightening degree of overlap between the policies pursued by Adolf Hitler and the policies being pursued by the, quote, new, unquote, Germany. As we have stated in the past, the denazification allegedly took place at the end of World War II was largely a myth because of the doctrinaire anti-communist and anti-labor stance of the Nazis, and because there were very, very powerful political and industrial and financial interests in the West that were ardently pro-Nazi and pro-fascist. The denazification process in Germany was frustrated primarily by the United States. Because the Nazis were deemed, because the doctrinaire anti-communist and anti-labor stance of the Nazis was deemed useful, they were essentially put right back in power in Germany with a relatively thin democratic veneer. What we're going to look at in this last segment of this series is the tightening of security policy inside of Germany. Sweeping new police and surveillance powers are being instituted. And as was the case under Hitler, among the very first, in fact, the very first victims of German fascism and ultranationalism were the German people themselves. They were the very first victims of Adolf Hitler, and the German people themselves are among the very first victims of the new internal crackdown that is taking place in Germany. What we're going to look at is the German push for internal security, using an anti-quote organized crime unquote agenda. We're going to take a look at German xenophobia vis-a-vis foreigners, and we're going to take a look at comparisons that are being stated by German anti-fascists between the Conservative Revolution that took place in Weimar Germany and that led directly to the rise of Adolf Hitler, and the so-called Conservative Revolution currently taking place in Germany. In turn, I want to emphasize that I think there are very strong and valid parallels between the push for internal security and national identity and the Conservative Revolution in Germany, those things taking place in Germany today, and many aspects of the Conservative Revolution of Newt Gingrich and company. I'm not stating this as a precise analogy, but I think there are some very important and valid comparisons to be made. We are going to return now to the last segment of Reunited Germany, The New Danger. This segment is entitled The State, Defending and Sharing a Common Destiny, subtitled Nationalist, quote, New Think in Bonn Underpins Foreign Policy. The segment begins, "This is no year for political sorties," unquote, declared Bavarian Christian Social Union chief Theo Weigel, ringing in Germany's super-election year 1994. In his list of chosen campaign themes, quote, foreign infiltration, unquote, quote, stability, unquote, the, quote, role of Germany in the world, unquote, and, quote, internal security, unquote, were top of the list. Weigel was echoed by Johannes Gerster, G-E-R-S-T-E-R, deputy leader of Chancellor Helmut Kohl's CDU-CSU faction, the Union, in the Bundestag, who declared that internal security was the issue which would, quote, decide the election, unquote. Behind these pronouncements stood 2 years of preparation. During that time, one legislative proposal after another was bandied about in the German media, accompanied by an avalanche of discussion articles, initiatives, and shopping lists of demands. No effort was spared in the bid to mold public opinion. The more the wave of racial and anti-Semitic attacks disturbed people at home and abroad, the more determinedly the Kohl coalition demanded tough measures to stem the tide of, quote, extremism and violence, unquote, using the latter terms to refer to those who organized resistance to the fascist violence. Old, but never till now majority-accepted proposals for legislation designed to strangle such resistance at birth have been resurrected, dusted off, polished up with new argumentation and set in motion. For this purpose, the two-year-long wave of fascist terror came at just the right time for Cole's rightward-moving conservatives. However, as the coat hanger for their political and media campaigns, they selected the theme of so-called, quote, organized crime, unquote, rather than the theme of organized political violence. In order to justify the concentration on organized crime, quote, unquote, and to whip up the necessary campaign of public fear, the boundaries of everyday crime were said to have shifted. And again, note the emphasis on crime fighting and the resulting push for broader police and surveillance powers and reduced civil liberties here in the United States under the conservative revolution of Newt Gingrich. Note also another comparison that we will see between the anti-immigrant stance of the German government and a similar xenophobic attitude on the part of many reactionary politicians in the United States. In particular, some of the draconian provisions of the counterterrorism bill currently making its way through Congress are, I think, in many ways analogous to some of the aspects of the German drive for internal security. Continuing, or, quote, organized crime, unquote, thus has become a central political campaign platform for the Union, without ever being defined and without any facts being advanced to justify measures aimed at undermining both citizens' rights and Germany's basic law, post and telephone confidentiality, inviolability of the home, etc. Quote, organized crime, unquote, has now replaced the old justification for state security measures, communism, left extremism, and, quote, Red Army faction terrorism, unquote. The new laws and proposals make every citizen a permanent security risk, not just as a potential offender or suspected offender, but as a possible contact and accomplice. There no longer needs to be, as the prerequisite for police intervention, an already committed or immediately intended offense, but simply the belief that at some time or another something might happen. The effectiveness of most of the proposed internal security measures is challenged by civil rights experts and legal practitioners. Skipping down. The real objective is to steer German society into a debate about its internal values and establish public acceptance of a strong, authoritarian, and aggressive state in which the individual must subordinate him and or herself to the whole, race, state, and nation, if necessary, at the cost of individual civil rights and democratic freedoms. With demands for tactically operational police units with cross-border jurisdiction, quote-unquote, clandestine investigations targeted at culprits ahead of actual crimes, unquote, quote, prevention of money laundering, unquote, reversal of the burden of proof, life imprisonment for drug dealers, and a tightening of the law on demonstrations, coupled with a major electronic bugging campaign against suspected offenders, the REP and CDU programs have become practically indistinguishable. REP, of course, is the fascist Republikaner Party headed up by a former Waffen-SS officer named Franz Schönhuber. Again, note the comparisons, not precise, but I think valid, between many pieces of social legislation currently either on the books or being proposed in the United States. Continuing. Speaking of the similarity between the Republikaner and CDU programs, these similarities of policy are not just a matter of chance. The ideological background and, above all, the objectives are almost identical. Use of the package of security measures and crime-fighting legislation means much more than merely signaling competent government, however. And it is not just a question of pulling the electoral carpet from under the REP fascists and reintegrating extreme right-wing voters into the Union. And skipping down again. The real objective is to steer German society into a debate about its internal values, recapping part of what we've already looked at. The real objective is to steer German society into a debate about its internal values and establish public acceptance of a strong, authoritarian, and aggressive state in which the individual must subordinate him or herself to the whole race, state, and nation, if necessary, at the cost of individual rights and democratic freedoms. Above all, it is about a homogenizing, not only ethnically, of internal society as a prerequisite for a new, outwardly strong Germany. In all this, the role of ideological mentor is played by Wolfgang Schäuble, leader of the Union faction in the Bundestag. In May of 1991, he addressed a CDU conference on internal security. Quote, after German unification comes the need for internal unity, unquote, was his opening statement. Again quoting, our free state, unquote, can only have permanence when there is, quote, internal peace, unquote, he said. Schäuble then promised disturbers of that peace a fight. Among the disturbers of the peace, he counted the immigrants, quote, every society has limits to its ability to integrate, unquote, quote, the extremists, unquote, the drug traffickers and organized criminals, but also, and this he stressed as the most important, everyone who, quote, looks solely after himself and cares nothing for the social necessities of our state, unquote, because such people, quote, endanger the freedom and security in which they live, unquote. Skipping down. For Schäuble, the main question is, quote, whether our state will be accepted by all of us as a community which protects and shares a common destiny on behalf of citizens inside and outside the country, unquote. As such, it must guarantee the, quote, internal security of our country. Whether we sufficiently see this state and our national community as a worthwhile society, unquote, is the decisive factor. In Germany, he went on, one can detect, quote, even still today, the consequences of the cultural revolutionary upheavals of 1968, unquote. Schäuble blames an insufficient understanding of, quote, freedom, unquote, for what he perceives as the, quote, moral and ethical disorientation of one part of our younger generation, unquote. Interrupting again, I think there are some similarities between what Wolfgang Schäuble is saying here about the lingering destructive effects of the 1968 left radicalism and some of Newt Gingrich's pronouncements about counterculture McGovernicks and so forth. Again, I'm not stating this as a precise analogy, but I think it is important and valid. Continuing with Schäuble's comments, he aims to counter it with, quote, authority, unquote, too much of which has been lost, he believes. These declarations of intent are the background to the most widely varied inventory of measures and catalog of demands from Germany's increasingly confident nationalist conservatives who now shriek for, quote, the rediscovery of national identity, unquote, quote, internal peace, unquote, and, quote, internal unity, unquote. The racist asylum debate of 1990 through 93 is to be continued by other means. Now it is not just refugees who are in the Union sites, but all foreigners. The racist component of the Union's proposed security legislation and the efforts to give so-called, quote, crime by foreigners, unquote, priority status are unmistakable. Not without reason does, quote, organized crime, unquote, take on such a position of importance in the Union's threat and fear scenario, since according to the liberal FDP law expert Jürg von Essen, it is, quote, carried out in the main by ethnically closed groups such as the Sicilian Mafia, the Neapolitan Camorra, the Chinese Triads, and the Russian Chechens, to name but a few examples, unquote. Quote, organized crime, unquote, therefore is to be inextricably linked in the German public mind with, quote, foreigners, unquote. This deliberate anti-foreigner emphasis has had some success. Opinion polls have shown wide popular agreement in both East and West Germany with the proposition that, quote, foreigners are bringing crime to our country, unquote. Further dubious ammunition for opinion formers is provided by the annual publication of Police Statistics on Crime, in which foreign suspected criminals, quote, non-Germans, unquote, are explicitly singled out. Skipping down. With good reason, however, the politicians of the CDU-CSU are reluctant to let this important propaganda weapon slip from their grasp, because ultimately, of course, in order for the objective of internal homogeneousness to be achieved, it is necessary to ensure that the Register of Foreigners or the Federal Office for the Recognition of Foreign Refugees is equipped to direct measures against, quote, foreign crime, unquote. Again, note some of the xenophobia sweeping the United States, such as Proposition 187 here in California, and also some aspects of the counterterrorism bill. I think that there are some strong comparisons to be made again between developments in Germany and developments in the United States. Continuing. With the advent of the planned nationwide central register of foreigners, police and security services in the future would have access to such a formidable central data bank. In the CDU program, additionally, there would be a mandatory deportation of refugees and foreigners convicted of offenses. As part of this nightmarish schema, militant Serbs, the Kurdish PKK, in fact all Kurds and Turks living in Germany, are being systematically portrayed as a danger to the Republic. Feverish consideration is being given to working out how even asylum seekers who have already been accepted might be deported. This racist element pervades almost every new legislative proposal on internal security. A Germany that is internally homogeneous and externally walled off is the objective. And so the external frontiers will be reinforced with the help from soldiers of the Bundeswehr. It is Schäuble, from the power center of the Union, not some lowly Bundestag backbencher or member of the ultra-right Germany Forum, who has set his sights on the internal deployment of the Bundeswehr. I would note, too, interrupting, that there are proposals, in some cases being put into effect, to have the National Guard and all other elements of the military enforce America's borders, particularly the border between the United States and Mexico. Again, not a precise analogy, but an important one. Returning to reunited Germany, the new danger. It is Schäuble, from the power center of the Union, not some lowly Bundestag backbencher or member of the ultra-right Germany Forum, who has set his sights on the internal deployment of the Bundeswehr. He bases his proposal on spurious arguments about, quote, worldwide migration and international terrorism, unquote. Again, note my earlier observations about the counterterrorism bill with some of its blatantly unconstitutional provisions currently making its way through the U.S. Congress. Skipping down, what we're going to look at next is the revival of a Nazi theoretician and propagandist named Carl Schmitt, actually a pro-Nazi. He was actually before the he wrote before the rise of Hitler. Carl Schmitt, last name S-C-H-M-I-T-T, is currently one of the darlings of the Conservative Revolution taking place in Germany. That term was used for the right-wing reaction in Weimar Germany that ultimately led to Hitler. And as I stated earlier, I think there are some very important comparisons to be made between that and the conservative revolution of Newt Gingrich and company. Skipping down and returning to reunited Germany, the new danger, quote, internal peace, unquote, is being discussed with a special energy and determination in new right groups, which strongly believe in the so-called, quote, conservative revolution, unquote, of the pre-Hitler Weimar Republic. Likewise with the discussions inside the Union. It is clear that this particular traditional mode of thought was always a component of German conservative philosophy. After the defeat of fascism in 1945, however, it was relegated to the margins for decades. Now it is firmly back in the mainstream of the Union. The old proposition of an authoritarian, elite-led state and the ideal of a national community, unquote, or Volksgemeinschaft, as the Nazis called it, in which the individual fully subordinates him or herself to the authority of the whole, is, incredibly, widely paraded as new thinking in the new right and right-wing conservative press. In papers like the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and Junge Freiheit, hardly an article on the theme is complete without ritual references to the fascist constitutional expert Carl Schmitt. His Political Theology, first published in 1922, starts with a sentence, quote, sovereignty belongs to he who decides on the application of a state of emergency, unquote. Major terms for Schmitt are, quote, emergency, unquote, quote, crisis, unquote, and, quote, sovereignty, unquote. Again, quoting, whoever decides in the case of conflict what is in the best interest of the public and state, of public safety and order, is in truth sovereign, and also, therefore, has the right to apply appropriate law, unquote. Ideas about consensus and democratic processes have no place in Schmitt's view of the world. The revival of Schmitt as a model, quote, philosopher for our times, unquote, was given more than a little help by Premier Helmut Kohl himself. After all, it was he who reintroduced the term, quote, state of emergency, unquote, into the German political vocabulary for the first time since the Nazi period, during his efforts to bulldoze the opposition Social Democrats into scrapping Germany's relatively liberal asylum laws in the spring of 1993. The propaganda of the Union against the right of asylum corresponded very closely to the ideas of Schmitt, for whom the continued existence of a, quote, normal state, unquote, requires above all that, quote, within the state and its territories, complete harmony, peace, security, and order be established. Schmitt's anti-liberal, anti-progressive, and above all deeply anti-democratic outlook foreshadowed the fundamental philosophy of the racists when he declared in 1969 that, quote, the political strength of a democracy, unquote, must be displayed by its ability, quote, to separate and keep apart the strange and the different, those who threaten homogeneity, unquote. Also, again, note some of the pronouncements about Newt Gingrich, by Newt Gingrich about the Democratic Party as not representing real or normal Americans. Very similar to the fascist philosophy of Carl Schmitt, now being embraced by the CDU-CSU Helmut Kohl and very powerful elements in the in Germany, currently demonstrating a reemergent fascism and ultranationalism. Skipping down again, in reunited Germany, the new danger. Attempts at solutions and discussion plans totally opposed to liberty, equality, and fraternity are touted about and are enthusiastically taken up in traditional conservative circles. By the way, before continuing with this, note that in an earlier segment, we took a look at the pronouncements of Klaus Naumann, the Inspector General of the German Armed Forces, the equivalent of our Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. In an address to his staff officers in 1993, he said that the current historical period marked the end of a period begun in 1789, namely the French Revolution with its values of liberty, equality, and fraternity. Beginning again this with the segment that I started on earlier, attempts at solutions and discussion plans totally opposed to liberty, equality, and fraternity are touted about and are enthusiastically taken up in traditional conservative circles. In the eyes of a rapidly growing segment of German conservatives and intellectuals, these liberal and democratic values, which originated in the French Revolution of 1789, are regarded as a hated fiction that has existed far too long. To replace these values, new community-fostering values are to be the order of the day. Now that the threat of communism has disappeared, Germans must once again be satisfied simply to be German. If that is not sufficiently inspiring, then the authoritarian state will ensure it with all its repressive mechanisms of power. Inner homogeneity will be established not only through bulwarks against the world outside, but also by outlawing, quote, those who damage society, unquote, through concerted campaigns and security measures against, quote, abuses of society, unquote, against foreigners, refugees, and other so-called fringe groups who do not readily fit into the freshly revived Prussian concepts of order, duty, obedience, and cleanliness. And skipping down again, none of this bodes well in a country in which, according to the official report, 1991 of the European Parliament's Committee of Inquiry into Racism and Xenophobia, at least 50% of police officers in Bavaria and 60% in Hesse already expressed sympathy for the aims and objectives of the fascist Republikaner, and in which, even more disturbingly, proven evidence of racist and right-wing extremist sympathies, activity, and violence by police in Berlin, Hamburg, Kiel, Magdeburg, Leipzig, Hannover, Munden, Gießen, Bernau, and Steinhude was disclosed by the human rights organization Amnesty International, amongst others, in the autumn of 1994. So again, note that the newly re-emergent German fascism and ultranationalism has as a domestic component a brutal campaign of legislation aimed at internal repression, greatly expanded police and surveillance powers, reduced civil liberties, and note once again that, as was the case in the Hitler period, among the very first victims of German ultranationalism and fascism are the German people themselves. This concludes this series on the reunited Germany, the new danger. We have been relying for information in this segment on a pamphlet by the same name that is put out by the publishers of the Searchlight magazine in combination with Antifa Infoblatt, a German anti-fascist publication. Searchlight magazine and the pamphlet Reunited Germany, the New Danger can be obtained from the following address.
To subscribe to the Searchlight, a British anti-fascist publication, write to Searchlight Magazine Limited, 37B New Cavendish Street, London, W1M8JR, or phone 011-4471-284-4040, or fax 011-4471-284-4410. That's the Searchlight Magazine Limited, 37B New Cavendish Street, London, W1M8JR, phone 011-4471-284-4040, or fax at 011-4471-284-4410.
That again, the address, etc., for the Searchlight magazine and Reunited Germany, the New Danger. Over the years, I've put together a series of radio documentaries in which the printed sources upon which my lines of argument are presented are based are extracted on the air, literally excerpted on the air, so that listeners can tape the programs and use the resulting tapes as an audio study resource. All of those archive shows, as I call them, are on permanent file with a tape duplication service. I recommend Radio Free America program number 2, Radio Free America 37, and the miscellaneous archive show Why Johnny Can't Identify Il Duce, as programs discussing the failure of denazification and the reemergence of German fascism. All of those archive shows are on permanent file with a tape duplication service. More about that right now.
Tape cassettes of Dave Emery's archive documentaries and weekly One Step Beyond programs are available from a tape duplication service. The service is Archives on Audio, and you can contact them at Post Office Box 170023, San Francisco, California, 94117-0023. The phone number is area code 415-346-1840. Once again, that's P.O. Box 170023, San Francisco, California, 94117-0023. The phone number and area code are 415-346-1840. A 12-page catalog listing and describing each archive show is available. Neither Dave Emery nor KFJC make money from the sale of the tapes.
KFJC being the home base station on which I record these programs. By the way, note that's now a 20-page catalog with an update of all of the recent broadcasts. In conclusion, I want to reiterate something I stated at the beginning of this series. In no way should this program be interpreted or this series be interpreted as being anti-German. It is anti-Nazi and anti-fascist. It is most definitely not anti-German. I admire German culture, and there's a marvelous intensity to the German character that I have long admired. Indeed, I think the intensity of that character and the many contributions that Germans have made historically and culturally are very important, and I think that this troubled world very, very much needs Germans and that aforementioned intensity. But the world cannot abide Nazis, and it is in hopes that a repeat of the events of 1933 through 1945 can be avoided that I am producing this program. All of these segments are available from Archives on Audio. This concludes this series, Reunited Germany, The New Danger. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.